Okay, so briefly, Brother Dexter started last week, and we left off in the very middle on eating, and we'll pick up on point C under Roman numeral 2, point A, 4, little c, by eating the bread. But I want to start that we're taking some the fellowship from this book, Basic Lessons on Service. Basic Lessons on Service, and if you don't have this book, you should pick it up. And dear saints, I was helped very much last week. How is the Lord's table related to service? Have you ever considered this before? How is this meeting related to service? Right. It's because we are serving Christ to God. Amen. We are here, gathered together, enjoying Christ together, and then offering this Christ back to God.
Amen. Yes.
It's a table meeting. It's not a religious service. It's not a religious meeting. We're gathered around feasting on Christ.
Amen.
And we're enjoying Christ, and we're enjoying together with Him and on Him. Amen. We're feasting on Him, and we're enjoying Him together.
Amen.
So we need to realize that during the week, we need to enjoy the Lord so that when we come together, we bring the Christ that we've enjoyed.
Amen.
Like many little dishes, we offer the Christ that we've enjoyed in the meeting.
Amen.
And we enjoy Christ through one another, and ultimately we share or offer this Christ back to God.
Amen.
So in the middle here on enjoying the bread, we need to realize that we have the picture of the bread and the cup. And the bread really does signify our participation in Christ. There's a few different aspects that we want to bring out. And one of it is that we realize that the bread is related to our enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
Dear saints, the Lord is our food.
Amen.
And we come together to eat Him.
Amen.
In John 6, again and again, He conveyed that He is the bread of life.
Amen.
John 6:57, He said that we would eat Him, that we would live because of Him.
Amen.
So when we are partaking of the bread, this should be our reminder that we live by eating the Lord.
Amen.
And this should be our reminder that day by day we need to eat Christ.
Amen.
Dear saints, we need this reminder all the time.
Amen.
Because we could live by many other things. But this table is a reminder to us that we live by eating the Lord.
Amen.
And then also, it's related to the fellowship in the mystical body of Christ. There's a couple of key points that we want to convey, especially for those who are new. When we break the bread, like the brothers did a little while ago, on the one hand, that signifies the Lord's physical body broken for us.
Amen.
The Lord died on the cross. In a sense, you could say He was broken for us.
Amen.
And that was so that He could shed His blood for us, that He could make redemption for us,
right,
that He could enact the new covenant,
right,
which we'll cover in a moment. So His being broken, the picture here is that His physical body was broken for us.
Amen.
We need to be very clear that when we break the bread, that signifies His body broken for us.
Amen.
But then we pass the plate around and we all partake of that bread.
Amen.
That signifies our fellowship.
Amen.
It signifies our enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
So we have the bread broken, which is the Lord's body broken for us. Then we enjoy Christ. That's our participation in the mystical body of Christ. So I enjoy the Lord. You enjoy the Lord. We all enjoy the Lord. That makes us one.
Amen.
We are one in our participation in Christ.
That's right.
As we partake of Christ, that makes us one in Him. This is an organic oneness, a oneness through our fellowship in Christ, in our fellowship with one another. This is really mysterious. That's why it's His mystical body. But as we partake of Him, this makes us one.
Amen.
So we need to realize the bread broken is his physical body. And the bread that we partake of, it relates to his mystical body.
Amen.
Our enjoyment of Christ really makes us one.
Amen.
How do we experience or live in the body of Christ? It's by partaking of Christ.
Amen.
It's by eating him as the bread of life.
Amen.
There is no other way.
Amen.
Okay, then we have the cup. And the cup also is a portion to us. Dear saints, we need to realize that in Revelation 14, there is something that's referred to as the cup of wrath. But dear saints, the Lord drank that cup on our behalf.
Yes. Amen.
He drank the cup of wrath.
Amen.
That our portion could be the cup of blessing.
Hallelujah.
Even an overflowing cup divine.
Amen.
Dear saints, we need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
For this portion.
Yes, right.
This cup is our portion.
Hallelujah.
Every week we get to drink this portion.
Amen.
And of course the cup here is related to the Lord's blood. There's a fellowship of the Lord's blood that we see in 1 Corinthians 10. It's related to the new covenant. And dear saints, and there's too much to say about the new covenant. We don't have the time here. But that new covenant opened the way.
Amen.
To fully enjoy and partake of God.
Amen.
His blood shed for us washes us, cleanses us of our sins, so that we would have a right to participate in God himself.
Amen.
As we come to the table week by week, this is our reminder that he's our bread. Because the emphasis certainly firstly is on the Lord as our portion, as our life supply. But as we drink the cup, we should have the realization this is the new covenant enacted in his blood.
Amen.
That we would have a free way to come forward to him.
Amen.
Dear saints, we need to forget about ourselves.
Amen.
And because of this portion, we can forget about ourselves and enjoy him.
Amen.
Okay, nextly, we have this matter of displaying the Lord's death. This isn't merely to remember the Lord's death, but there is a testimony of the Lord's death.
Right.
We're not merely focused on the Lord on the... We're certainly not focused on the Lord on the cross because he's already resurrected.
Amen.
He's in victory.
Amen.
Seated at the right hand of God.
Amen.
But this table certainly conveys and testifies of the Lord's death. So there's a display. Okay? And then next, point six. There's a desire for the Lord's coming back.
Amen.
This is too precious. We should have many sometimes in this meeting we do come to the point because the Lord leads us in our singing. He leads the praise. In some meetings, we come to the point that we long for the Lord's
Amen.
Return.
Amen.
And we have this based on the verses here in Matthew 26, 29, where the Lord conveys that he would not drink this cup again. He would not participate until he comes back.
Amen.
That's why many times there's a sentiment. There's a feeling for the Lord's return.
Amen.
And actually, we do need this reminder. The Lord is coming back.
Amen.
Actually, dear saints, his coming back could be very, very soon.
Right.
And our yearning, our inward yearning is for the Lord's return.
Amen.
We are not here for anything else.
Right.
But our desire is that the Lord would come back.
Amen.
Amen.
Our... Amen?
Amen?
Our desire is for the Lord's coming back.
Amen.
This is what we are living for.
Amen.
This is what we're given to.
Amen.
Dear saints, we are here that the Lord could accomplish his purpose, that he could come back,
Amen.
That his kingdom could come in.
Amen.
This is the only reason we're living on the earth.
Right.
And in this meeting, many times we have that sentiment for the Lord's coming back.
Right.
Nextly, we have the matter of the worship to the Father. And this is a very sweet point. Very sweet point. This is not just a step in the meeting. This is not just a formality that at the end of the meeting we need to sing a hymn to the Father to close the meeting. Dear saints, this is not a formal, this is not a formality. The Father is seeking true worshipers. He's seeking the true worship. Even, and actually it's very sovereign, that the point in Exodus that we're covering also covers this point about the feasting and about the worshiping. We'll come to this again later. But consider for a moment, on the earth, really, right now, in this time zone, even in this part of the earth, where can the Father get the true worship that will satisfy Him? Where not only are the true worshipers, but where is the true worship that the Father is seeking? So this part of the meeting is not a formality. The Lord Jesus Himself, in the midst of the meeting, He's leading our praise.
Amen.
He should be the one leading our singing.
Right.
Which is why when we call a hymn, we want to be in tune. We really want to be sensitive to the flow of the meeting. Because the Lord Himself, He's the one directing the worship, directing the praise. Ultimately, when we come to this part of the meeting, dear saints, it's an overflow.
Right.
And it's an expression of the worship back to the Father.
Amen.
It's not just something we do in the last 2 minutes of the meeting. Actually, it could span several minutes. The Father needs ample time for us to convey our worship back to Him.
Amen.
This is the sweetest. This should be the climax of the meeting.
Amen.
This should be the sweetest part of the meeting. Certainly, so much of the meeting is related to the Lord Himself. But there is a portion, a particular portion, a sweet portion reserved for the Father. Even as it was conveyed in the morning revival, this is a dispensational worship. That we worship the Father with the portion that's been dispensed into us.
Amen.
This is an extra portion. The sweetest, the top portion, which is just our offering back of Christ to the Father.
Amen.
So we should realize, dear saints, this is not an ordinary meeting. And actually, this part of the meeting is very particular, that we want to offer the dear Christ that we've enjoyed throughout the week and that we've enjoyed together in this meeting, that we offer Him back to the Father.
Amen.
For the Father's delight and satisfaction.
Yes.
Okay, so real briefly, the last few points. There is such a thing as the warning. We need to prove ourselves and discern the body. We don't want to take the table in an improper way. We ourselves need to be in a proper condition. If there's been any gross sin or any division, we need to resolve these things before we take the table. Really, it's a good practice. We should certainly confess our sins every day, but we need to take care of our condition before the Lord as we come to this meeting.
Amen.
And we need to discern the body, which I also feel relates to the matter of division. When we come together to worship, we need to discern, is there any division? Certainly, when we come here, we are on the ground of oneness.
Amen.
On the ground of the church.
Right.
So there's no problem with division. But we need to be careful where we meet, that we would discern that there would be the oneness in that meeting. I mentioned just briefly, not eating the bread and drinking the cup unworthily. And it should be a warning. If we read the verses in 1 Corinthians 11, there could be a discipline. And actually, some of the believers in Corinth were chastised. They were disciplined by the Lord. So it's not a small matter. It's actually quite serious. But really, as it says at the bottom, the focus, dear saints, is so positive. The focus is that we remember the Lord by eating Him.
Amen.
By partaking of Him.
Amen.
How about we read this point down below all together? The focus. The real remembrance of the Lord is to receive and enjoy Him as our life supply by eating and drinking Him and by sharing Him with one another in the fellowship of the body.